Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin' Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Hello, hello. It's Duncan, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And to start us off, we heard some Soft Serve. That was from their debut EP entitled Sink Deep, and that was the song The Hike. And I played it for a couple reasons. It features the guitar styling of Al Smith, who's an old pal of mine, and it's his birthday in a couple days, so happy birthday, Al Smith. Also, I was on a hike recently with my friend Brian, and he was telling me about this guy Thomas that he's pals with, that he goes hunting with, and who lives up in Prince Rupert. And he was like, oh, he's in a band, maybe you've heard of it, Soft Serve. And I was like, I know Soft Serve. So the original EP, this first EP, was features Thomas Barnett on drums. And so for my pal Brian, at his request, played some Soft Serve. And only made sense to play the song The Hike. We were up in Manning Park with some other people. It was very fun. Nice time to get out into the woods. Right, enough of me. On today's show, we have some brand new Maneater, very good things, previews for a couple of very cool shows happening tonight, some new Lucy Dacus, some new Mac DeMarco, some new Westerman, lots of great stuff. But let's kick it off with some new Maneater. They have announced a new record coming out on Monotapes in October. And they've also shared, I believe, the third single for that record. Here is the song Good Things. Here we go. Here is the one, the only, The Maneater.
Always. Looking for fresh, local, organic produce right here in Vancouver? Come to the UBC Farm Farmers Markets, happening Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays from June to November. Discover organic fruits, veggies, flowers, and herbs grown in the heart of UBC's campus, alongside baked goods, beverages, and artisan goods from local vendors. Enjoy the multi-vendor experience on Saturdays or stop by for some midweek groceries on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Visit ubcfarm.ubc.ca for times and details.
Let's ride. Slow down, Charlie. You're going too fast. No, you can't catch me. I'm heading to CITR's block party at Green Auto on August 31st. Well, why are you in such a rush? Well, I'll tell you. It's because I'm gonna see Beats, Blues, and Bars. Emma Goldman, Miguel Maravilla, Mechanical Bull, Magic Triangle, Yon, and the Trinkets. Now I understand why you're going so fast. That's right, try and keep up. And I'll be there at exactly 3 p.m. at Green Auto on August 31st. Because guess what? The event is free. It's also by donation, with 100% of proceeds going to Megaphone Magazine. That's f***ing awesome. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Be there at CITR Block Party at August 31st, 3 p.m. Now vroom vroom.
Don't be
right. That was Horse Girl from the album entitled Phonetics On and On. That was the song Switch Over. And Horse Girl are going to be in town tonight at the Pearl on Granville Street, playing along with Godcaster and the band we heard before that, the local Scarlet Fever, with their song Say Anything. And that show got announced in February. I've never seen Horse Girl. I was very excited. I still am excited to go see them. But then after that, Bratmobile announced a show along with Piss and Necking. Oh, that is a tough conflict. So before Scarlet Fever, we heard Bratmobile from their debut album in 1993, Potty Mouth. That was the song Cool Schmool. And that is also going to be an excellent show. So if you don't have plans, make sure you got to get out to see something tonight. Bratmobile with local support. On stage with Rose Melberg, a local legend who has been playing with Bratmobile, and then the two bands, Piss and Necking, who are also phenomenal. Necking haven't played in a couple of years either, so big reunion set. Sad to miss it, but very excited to see Horse Girl at long last. And at the top, we heard Maneater from their new forthcoming record, and that was the song Good Things. All right, let's slow things down a little bit. Lucy Dacus was supposed to play in town last week, but came down sick right before, well, someone in her crew came down sick right before the show, 2 hours, in fact, and so she didn't play, which is too bad. A couple days before that, she released two new songs, and we're going to hear the first one that she released, Bus Back to Richmond. So here is Lucy Dacus. Hopefully that show is just postponed and not canceled, and she will make her way back here. But for now, we can always just rely on the music. Here is Lucy Dacus.
I held your hand on the bus back to Richmond from New York on New Year's Day. Last night we forgot the champagne, so you drank a 40 and bought me a nasty rosé. We watched the ball drop from Brooklyn, the East River shining a sloppy display. Watercolor fireworks far away. Midnight hit and we didn't kiss. I kissed Mackenzie and Carson and tried not to look in your eyes. Your hopes were high and I hate falling short. Back at the flat of your friend, a studio loft by the Williamsburg Bridge, we danced ourselves clean, got more drunk than we planned. Eight of us left to one bed in the floor and the futon that sunk in the middle. And so we were closer than ever, foreheads aligned, your hand in my hair, promising things I was so unprepared. Just waiting for you to lose steam, but it seemed you were fighting for your life. You wanted to see what you always believed about me. Said, please give me a chance. You didn't know that I already had.
Sure, I'd give
just for one more chance to say good night, all my love. Was it real or just fantasy? Your phantom sits with me when I'm all alone. I love you still. Surely I was wrong, casting spells and singing silly songs.
Yeah.
So that was Westerman. Why am I so quiet? Oh, I'm not that quiet. Westerman with a new record entitled A Jackal's Wedding. And that was the song Adriatic. Very pleasant looking video. Made me wish I was on a sailboat in some far off sea. Nice to have Westerman back. Before that, we heard Shigeo Sakito from Special Sound Series Volume 2 from 1975. That was the song The Word 2. And a couple of reasons I played that. One is that it's being reissued by Turn on the Light record. That's not it. Light in the Attic record. So that's great. It's coming out in September, available for pre-order now. And it served as the inspiration for one of the most famous songs by the previous artist, Mac DeMarco. So he, on his album Salad Days in 2016, had a song called Chamber of Reflection that drew heavily from that song, made it its own, he made it his own song. But I thought it would be a nice tie-in to hearing the latest single from Mac DeMarco. He's going to be in town at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in late September, and he has a new record coming out Friday, tomorrow, called Guitar. And we just heard the song Phantom. There's also a really interesting profile of him in the New Yorker. And he has bought a farmhouse and some property on a Gulf Island. And there was some speculation as to which Gulf Island it was. Yeah, it departed from Swanson, ferry terminal. So it's probably Pender or Maine. Exciting stuff. Mac DeMarco back in the Pacific Northwest. And at the top, we heard Lucy Dacus from her latest single, Bus Back to Richmond. Okay, let's move on to another island, Vancouver Island, home of Ida Diana Maidstone. She recently released the album Angel Food. She's also played in the band Hush Pup, sort of been around the scene for quite a while. And so this is her latest album, and it is definitely dancier, synthier, recorded at the Noise Floor on Gabriola a little while ago, and it's out in the world now. So let's just give a listen to it, shall we? This is the song I See You by Ida Diana Maidstone.
Like a Saturday, is a graveyard in my dreams. I lay a flower once a week for you and me.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
Dude, I just totally blew my tires! Why were you even going so fast? I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto! The CITR block party! Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now!
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free, but if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram.
Now I got me running in parallel.
right, it is 1 p.m. again. Time to wrap this up. Before we do that, I'll just tell you about the songs we just heard. We just heard Laura Groves from London, England, from her new album entitled Yes. That was the song Deep Blue. Before that, we heard Sia Gray from the album Sia. That was the song HBW. Before that, we heard Plum from their album Pull Back the Sky. That was the title track. And that features the vocals of my pal, Liv, also who records as Fanshawe. And she was just at Noise Floor on Gabriola, which I mentioned before because that's where the previous artist recorded her record. And so if you are a Fanshawe fan from back in the day, she's recorded, I think, 6 new songs that'll be coming out in the new year. So that's very exciting. So great to have Liv recording and performing again. Ida Diana Maidstone at the top. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you are enjoying your summer and are able to make it out to a show tonight, because it's a great night to do that. And you heard the PSAs for the CITR block party. It used to be in Victory Square, now it's going to be at Green Auto, and that's happening next weekend on the 31st. So put that on your calendar too. Going to close out with a band that I wasn't familiar with until a couple weeks ago when I saw a write-up about it, Paris 1942. And this features Mo Tucker from the Velvet Underground and members of Sun City Girls, which this is before they formed the band, so it's a early 80s joint. And it's great. And it's the rare song, album, and band all named the same thing, Paris 1942. So here we go. This will close it out, and I will see you next week.